Hi, this is Ernie Fazio, and this is Earnestly Speaking. And I'm talking today to Dr. Jill O'Sullivan. And she is an instructor at Farmingdale College. And you teach business skills, is that what you do?
I teach business and computer skills.
Business and computer skills.
Yes.
How adept are people coming into this? Kids know computers when at a young age. When you get them, where are they? Are they at a rudimentary stage?
Well, good afternoon, Ernie. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for the opportunity. They're pretty tech savvy when they get to me.
Okay.
They know pretty well from all of the games and all the technology that they're exposed to how to use computers.
So
systems.
They don't need you at all.
No, they actually do.
Well, thank goodness. I mean,
I bring them opportunities that tools that industry uses, and they develop skill sets that give them an advantage over the other candidates that are trying for these positions.
Now, if you do that, do you bring industry into your classroom somehow?
Well, actually, one particular classroom that I have, one class is called Introduction to Enterprise Resource Planning. And that class, I'm very grateful because a partner, an industry partner of mine called Synergy Resources, has provided us a gift through Infor, which is a visual ERP product that we use.
What is ERP?
Enterprise Resource Planning. That's a system that companies use for the flow of the information from functional area to functional area. It encompasses everything that the business does. So this tool was gifted to us, and we use it.
It sounds like a pretty sophisticated thing.
Oh, it's wonderful. It gives the students a real hands-on opportunity to learn the functional areas of a company in the enterprise, as well as to understand what has to happen as a predecessor to an item that they have to put into the system. So, for example, they use this Infor ERP product, and I start them from the beginning. I teach them about how the initial relationship with the customer is through a initial request for information, right, about a product. And then they will issue a quote in the system. They'll first learn how to navigate around the system. They'll understand the sales area, the purchasing area, the manufacturing, inventory, financial area.
When you do all of those facets of business, mm-hmm. in real life, you don't do that. Don't they specialize all over your company?
The good thing about it is the students that have come out of my ERP class, the intro class, because I do have another advanced class, this class, they're able to understand the entire enterprise better than some of the individuals inside the company because they've been exposed to those areas. Like, for example, I have a young man who came from my class in a local military manufacturing company here on Long Island, and he was able to come into a production control position, and because of his exposure in the ERP system on campus in my class, he was able to help out the individuals in purchasing because he understood that he needed an order, he needed the products, he could help the people in quality, he could help the people with the bill of materials, because we do all of that, those exercises in the classroom. So yeah. it made him more valuable.
It sounds like to have this kind of broad scope on a business also makes you a little bit more likely to be an entrepreneur who is a small businessman rather than a cog in a much larger machine.
It gets them to understand that the functional areas in a company are not in silos. Because in academia, sometimes we teach, in silos. And this brings it together where they can understand the relationship between the functional areas. They understand that they need to get a customer order, which kicks off the production of a product. They understand that they need a work order to start the manufacturing of a product. They understand they need to issue an invoice. They get to use the tools in the system like Excel spreadsheets to create reports, whether it's a backlog report or a customer report. They're able to really see this, and with the lecture component, I'm able to convey to them an opportunity to get a better understanding of how a business works. And they're very, very successful when they get in industry.
You have you tracked them?
I have. I did my dissertation on this subject.
Oh, on tracking the success.
I did. I did it on the students that were in industry that came out of my class at the time, and I compared them to individuals in the company. I compared them to other types of students that were entering the workforce that didn't have this skill. I compared them to individuals that were savvy in other ERP systems and those that weren't in the company. So it's a 460-something page dissertation manuscript. So it's pretty detailed and in-depth on, you know, the different types of...
You know, Jill, I like to write.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I could do that. I have the, the attention span of a gnat.
Do you?
That's why I do radio and sing and do all those.
Oh, you
things.
Sing. That's great. But you're very well established, and I certainly appreciate you coming into our classroom the way you have and supporting my APEX student chapter events and the APEX events and the student industry connection that we had last year that we're having again this particular April.
Oh, yeah. When are you doing? What
April 28th at Farmingdale State College. Last year, we had it at the Marriott. And we had
is that
about,
the APEX picture?
That is. That's the event that I created last year, and we had about 85 executives.
I get all the emails, and I'm wondering where I started getting them.
I am no longer I'm what's called the first past president.
Oh, okay.
And so you are on the initial list because you participated in that event with us last year. Thank you.
I don't mind getting the emails.
Yes.
No, I just, but I was wondering how I got on that list, actually. But
we had quite a successful event last year with 85 or so executives, industry leaders, and associations that support manufacturing.
So what do they do? They come in there and tell you about their company and what their problems are?
Well, you mean at this event?
Yeah.
No, you were at this event. This is where students came to, about 125 students from our local chapters from Hofstra, Farmingdale, and Stony Brook came and sat down with industry individuals. And it was like speed dating, Ernie. Remember this? Where they went from one table to another to another. Dr. Keene kicked it off.
I never did speed dating and probably would be. Well, I won't be doing it anymore, even if in any case I got married.
Well, congratulations. Oh, my.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Wow, that is wonderful. Good for you.
Yeah, in any case, I don't want to get off on my private life right now because we want to talk about what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And it is interesting to help people.
So back to your question. This was gifted to us, and with industry, I was able to create the curriculum, create the class, create the labs for these students, and create textbooks for this class with industry's help, because...
Well, now that you've created it, is mm-hmm. it portable?
Is it going
to other colleges?
Oh, sure. I'm working on a special project right now with Binghamton University so that we can collaborate on the ERP activities in the classroom where we can actually have the students from one campus to another correspond as buyers, sellers, and so they can understand the relationship.
And this is Clemson?
This is Binghamton.
Binghamton. There is a Clemson, though, right?
I believe so. Yes, there is.
Yeah, I thought that's what I
Yes, there is.
But Binghamton is doing this with you, and that's a
yes.
state school.
Yes.
Another
SUNY. It's a SUNY.
It's a university?
It's part of the SUNY school system, yeah.
Okay. So anything else besides that are you working on?
Well, with regard to the ERP class, I was fortunate enough to create an ERP alliance where we have an event every year where we bring industry in to Farmingdale. And it's wonderful that I have the support of Dr. Keene and our provost and my chair and the individuals.
Dr. Keene is a pretty innovative person, I thought.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And in that ERP Alliance breakfast, we have many industry leaders come in, and we have prior students who are in the class that are now in industry talk to the existing students and the audience.
Where have they been finding themselves? In what kind of industries?
Well, my ERP students get taken pretty quickly. What type of industries? There's over 500 local companies that deal with that particular product, but that doesn't mean that the students can't transition to another ERP platform. As a matter of fact, I do have students that now use a different tool, but it's an ERP tool. It's some use SAP, some use Oracle, some use Microsoft Dynamics, and I was able to bring my students, and I try to do this every semester, bring them to a local manufacturer here on Long Island, since we have over 3,500 of them.
Do you get welcome to show there?
Oh, I do, very much so. I bring them in there so they can see their ERP system and they can see what's manufactured on the floor, so they can tie it in together. And some of the students have related back to me that was, you know, some of the best experiences that they've had because they could understand it better. They can understand each particular function.
Well, you know, one of the things that I've always said about education, it often puts you in a position where you're not in a real situation, and what you need to do is get to that real situation, which is the world they're going to work in later.
Well, the great thing about it is from teaching and from being in industry prior, I was able to...
We're going to have to wrap up, and we're going to be back with another segment. We're talking to Dr. Jill O'Sullivan, and she's with Farmingdale. This is Ernie Fazio and Earnestly Speaking.